For instance, the defect management tool can be configured in a way that it would require numerous mandatory information to comply with industry or generic standards, such as that of the IEE 1044. Furthermore, to make sure that the agreed defect lifecycle is stringently followed, workflow rules may be implemented having defects only assigned to a certain team or users. Conversely, though, the defect management tool may also be configured in a way that only few mandatory information is required, and the fields to fill are mostly free format.